2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. Today is Tuesday. It's the last day of the month, the 30th of November. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 32 degrees.
Lots of slowing now on freeways and city streets. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour is breaking news. Police in central Utah are on the hunt for someone who shot at and hit multiple vehicles on I-15 early this morning.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live in the KSL 24-hour newsroom with what we know. Amy?
Yeah, police say four vehicles were shot at while traveling in central Utah. This is between Nephi and Scipio on I-15 around 3 this morning. Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden just told us they believe the shooter was in a moving vehicle on the freeway.
So witnesses have reported that the individual was traveling southbound. Our last person involved, the last vehicle that was shot, was actually traveling on the northbound side. But we believe that that vehicle may have been struck from across the freeway.
And two people were shot, but with non-life-threatening injuries. Witnesses described the suspect vehicle as a light-colored SUV, possibly a Jeep Cherokee. Police think the shooter is still heading southbound on I-15, and they're warning to people to be on the lookout and alert and report anything that may be suspicious. They're also looking for any witnesses to contact the Utah Highway Patrol. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Priced out. In-depth coverage on Utah's affordable housing crisis on KSL News Radio.
Compared to last year, the number of people buying homes with cash is going up.
But that's not the only problem plaguing Utah home buyers. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ehrets begins our live team coverage, Priced Out Inflation.
Real estate experts say it's the high home prices, driven by almost a decade of underbuilding, that has us playing catch up. Still this year, 15% of homes are bought straight cash compared to 10% last year. The Salt Lake Board of Realtors says everyone wants in on the housing market because of the high returns. And they say cash offers aren't just coming from institutional investors. It's also everyday people, those with extra cash, and people from other states.
Realtors say those trying to compete with cash offers don't need to stress too much. The percentage of those paying with straight cash is still relatively low.
The rising cost of food is being felt at the dinner table. The cost of groceries have jumped over 5% in the past year. KSL News Radio's Jason Tulin continues our live team coverage, Priced Out Inflation.
Meat, chicken, dairy, eggs, sugar, and coffee are among the products that have seen especially large price gains in the past year. Shane Stewart, certified financial planner with DMBA, tells us if you're spending $100 on groceries, that will now cost you $105.
The things that we're spending our money on a regular basis, like groceries, like gas, and some travel, those are the areas that haven't gone up significantly for a long time. So as they do go up, we really notice that because it hits you where you live.
Stewart says you need to look at the increases in real dollars and figure out how that affects your budget. Jason Tulin, KSL News Radio.
Not only is the lack of snow leaving ski resorts high and dry, it's also not helping with the air quality. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is live with the latest. Nick?
Amanda, we're seeing moderate air quality along I-15 through Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties right now. There are also some patches of orange air quality along Salt Lake County's west side. That's unhealthy for sensitive groups. There's one single neighborhood on the north side of Mount Olympus in the red category. That's unhealthy for just about everyone. And the lack of precipitation and warmer temperatures are likely to keep the poor air around for at least the rest of this week. It might be worth working remotely, driving less, taking the bus, something to help reduce the gunk in the air. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. Scientists are working quickly to determine how dangerous Omicron might be as the new COVID variant spreads around the world.
According to Dr. Anthony Fauci, it'll take about 2 weeks to have definitive information on the new variant. President Biden says he does not expect new lockdowns.
If people are vaccinated and wear their masks, there's no need for lockdowns.
The CDC is urging all Americans 18 and older to get a booster shot, and Pfizer is expected to ask the FDA in the coming days to authorize its booster shot for 16 and 17-year-olds.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting from Washington.
The speed limit on the largest road in and out of Eagle Mountain is being reduced after multiple crashes. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with more. Heather?
Amanda, one intersection at Six Mile Cutoff Road and SR 73 is the biggest concern for residents. They say trying to turn onto the Quarry Ride Memorial Highway with drivers going 65 miles an hour is hazardous. There's not a traffic light at the intersection, and Six Mile Cutoff is the only road out of that neighborhood. UDOT spokesman Jeff Dupay tells KSL-TV the speed limit will be reduced to 55 miles per hour within the next few months, saying it's all due to the community reaching out to voice their concerns. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.